This piece consists of two separate prints. The print that is on the left of the other is called Woman in Optimum Blue, and the print that is to the right of the Woman in Optimum Blue is called Man in Tidal Blue. Both are displayed at the same level and are about 24 inches long and 18 inches wide, a little smaller than an average-sized pillow. The piece was created in 2017 by Derek Adams, who is an African-American artist born in 1970. This piece is displayed on the corner of the wall on the second floor of the Allen Memorial Art Museum, and it is part of an installation called Radically Ordinary: Scenes from Black Life in America since 1968. This piece showcases two central figures that are facing each other. We know this because the two figures resemble the upper body of a female and a male person whose faces are looking at each other at a perfect side profile. We will begin with the female figure who is displayed on the print to the left. The most notable aspect of this figure is the cubist approach to the skin, which is geometrically divided into various shades of brown, ranging from a cream to a tan color to a more orangey warm tone browns to deeper browns. Imagine an eyelid as a triangle and a cheekbone as another trapezoidal shape. Her forehead and chin are all divided up as well. She has a bright gold perfect triangle as an earring. The shapes are smaller as they get to more detailed regions of her face, like her nose, lips, and eyes. The warmest of the brown tones used in her face and body are contrasted by the coolness of the solid blue background, which also shows some angular sweeping brushstrokes that are framing the figure's head. The bottom of the picture cuts off at the figure's abdomen, so her head takes up the majority of the print. Her hair is also geometrically divided into colors of gray and black. This figure has short hair, and most of it is placed at the very top of her head and resembles almost an upside-down bowl shape. The figure has no expression on her face. Her eyes are wide open, and her mouth is relaxed as she stares directly at the male figure across from her in the other print. Moving down the print and down the figure's body, the figure is wearing a very noisy print. It's white, gray, and black and resembles swirling and creates movement on her body. The loud print is placed from the base of her neck to the bottom of her abdomen where the painting cuts off, which makes it seem like it's a shirt or a piece of clothing. The part of her right arm that is visible, she is looking to the right, so the figure's right arm is shown, is not covered by her clothing and is also separated into two shapes. The outline of her arm is a cooler-toned gray-brown, and the inner section is a warm reddish-toned brown. The print of the shirt creates a contrast of texture between that and the arm of the figure, as the shirt appears rough and the arm looks smooth and well-blended. Now, if we move to the print to the right, we see similar proportions to the woman figure that we just described, although this male figure has a larger head, which takes up a little bit more space in the print. His hair is all black, and his skin is also divided into various shades of black and browns, although this figure has larger shades of gray near his ear. This figure also has a protruding chin, and his neck is covered by a collar of his shirt, which is entirely camouflage and covering his left arm. Because he is looking left, his left arm is presented and reaches to the bottom of the print, which ends at his abdomen. The green, blacks, and browns of the camouflage also help to create noise against the solid background. The background is blue, similarly to the female figure, although this blue has less purple undertones and more of a dark gray blue. Although the colors are extremely similar, there is a slight difference. The two prints work to balance each other because they are mirroring each other's body language, such as the expressionless faces and arms by the side of their body, as well by looking into one another. There is unity created throughout the piece by the way that the artist uses the similar techniques to treat his subjects, such as the cubist-inspired skin and colorful prints for the clothing. The solid blue background balances out the busyness of the figures, as well as creates a unifying factor between the prints.